We're checking in again with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo for an update both on this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting, but also a preview of the upcoming November 2nd election. So, Nikki, we're back in full work mode here all of a sudden. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for spending some time to talk with us. It was looks like a lengthy agenda for the License Board this week.
Yeah, it certainly is. So,
all members present and accounted for?
Yes, Chief Jackson had Deputy Chief Stephen Bayless there on his behalf, but we did have a full board.
Okay, and just to let folks know, you're still meeting remotely, just like all the city boards are right now.
We are. We're taking all into consideration. I had a talk with Council President Nina Liang, and on behalf of her and the city council, she thought it would be best that they still meet remotely. So for that, I took the same under advisement and decided that we would Zoom until further notice with the Delta variant. And we'll see what's to come. You know, it's ever changing. So
yep. The zoning board, planning board are also doing the same thing. We're still in wait and see mode, but we've really perfected this whole remote thing, haven't we?
We're doing good, I think.
Exactly. How'd the board meeting go?
Good. Agenda item number one, which was continued from August 17th, the applicant had requested a continuance until October 12th. That was the GoPuff. So we're fine with that. We will see them on October 12th.
Okay.
Agenda item number two was hearing regarding the request of the Fowler House Cafe at 1049 Hancock Street for an Oktoberfest event on Saturday, October 9th, with a rain date of October 10th. The event will take place in the parking lot and will feature live music from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. John McNeil was there. He is the new owner, and he spoke about the event. He's not asking, you know, to block off any streets like they did before. This is just within the Fowler House. They'll have pizza, hot dogs, hamburgers, things like that outside, and live music. And the state had approved the patios, the temporary patios, until April 22nd of next year,
Okay.
2022. So that went through 5-0.
Okay, October 9th. So that's Columbus Day weekend, actually. Okay.
Yes.
Well, they just had a big anniversary celebration, didn't they, at the Fowler House?
They did 40 years.
Yeah.
40 years. That was nice.
Nice. Good. Okay.
Agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of the Marymount Association for a special use permit, one-day beer and wine license for the annual, eighth annual, Oktoberfest at Marymount Beach on Saturday, October 2nd from 3 to 6. Mark Sauter was representing, however, he got held up and was not able to be there, but they've had this 8 years running, so we felt pretty confident that we could move ahead with the vote, just pending Mark Sauter catching up with the health department on what they planned on doing for food, and that went through 5-0.
Okay.
Next was agenda item number four, hearing regarding the request of Denise Haja Boutique at 304 Victory Road for a special use permit for a fall fashion show on the Marina Boardwalk on Sunday, October 3rd, with a rain date of October 17th from 4 to 6 p.m. And Denise Haja was there to represent. This is an official kickoff for the Boston Fashion Week. It is just a fashion show, no food, no drinks. And that went through 5-0. Five on the agenda was a hearing regarding the request of Ragnar event LLC for a special use one-day permit for beer and wine license for the Ragnar Relay New England 2021. The race is a 200-mile relay that will come through Quincy on Saturday, October 23rd, ending at Squanum Point Park. We got an application, we got a brochure, we did some background checking. They did get permission from DCR to hold that event in the parking lot. This is a 200-mile relay. There's about 150 participants, but they do not ask for street closures. They come in anywhere from, there was like an 8-hour window of time. So they're going to have Big Pit Barbecue there. They're going to have a tent, and they were approved 5-0 with the contingency, of course, that they check in with the health department and do the tent permitting through the inspectional services department.
Okay.
Yep.
You know anything about the event itself, Nikki? 200 miles? Do you know anything about what it's...
Yeah, I really don't. Okay. The girl that was there was Amber Sadler, and she said that they have been doing it before, but they never ended in Quincy, and she was excited for that.
Okay.
But you can certainly go on to Ragnar Events. October 23rd is the relay.
Okay.
It's right. Ragnar Relay New England 2021.
Okay. I'm just curious. I know Ragnar was the name of a police canine, I recall, but I don't know if that's the same thing or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Next was here, and we got in the request of 160 Elm Street LLC for a lodging house for the premise located at 160 Elm Street due to a change of ownership. Location is an existing licensed lodging house in Quincy. Proposed manager Michael Martin and Patricia Martin. And that was basically a paperwork transaction, certainly needed for the sale of 160 Elm Street. So that went through 5-0 as well.
Okay.
Agenda item number 7 was here in regard to the request of Target Corp, doing business as Target Store, for a common victual license for the Starbucks coffee that will be located in the new Target store at 289 Hancock Street. Proposed hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Megan Laffey was there on behalf of the Target stores and the Starbucks. Same as, you see in Target stores all over New England, with their little Starbucks kiosks in there. There will be 8 seats available, and they did need to go before the health department for their milk license. So once they get that, they'll be all set to go.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, go ahead. Is the Target itself open, do you know, Nikki?
Not yet. I believe it's mid-October.
Oh, okay. This is the new development at the North Quincy T station, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
289 Hancock Street.
Okay. Yeah, boy, things have changed up there.
That's for sure. That's yeah. for sure.
Okay.
Here we got in the request of Altos de San Antonio Inc. doing business as Lunita Mexican Restaurant for a common victual license for the premise located at 26 School Street. Proposed manager Yarlis Benagas. Proposed hours of operation are 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily, with takeout and 27 seats.
Okay.
They are new to the restaurant business, and they're looking forward to serving the people of Quincy. There is no beer and wine there. It's a restaurant common victual license. That went through 5-0.
Very good.
And number nine was the hearing regarding the request of the Nor Al Sham Market for a common victualler license for the premise located at 503 Washington Street. The market is requesting to add a common victual license in order to serve food to go, sandwiches, falafels, gyros. Proposed manager, Ahmad Bakhtun's hours of operation, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday till 8 p.m. And again, that was, it's an existing store. They just wanted to add the common victual license to serve food to go. So that went through 5-0 as well.
Very good.
Number 10 was hearing regarding the request of Pastry Land for a common victual license for the premise located at 2 Cliveden Street. Proposed manager Yasin Boudad, and proposed hours of operation are 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. And attorney Ed Fleming was there. They proposed that they'll be opening in about 3 to 4 weeks. This is Pastry Land Inc. They're going to do breakfast, pastries, sandwiches for lunch. There's 58 seats, 3,000 square feet, and that's in the Galvin building.
Yep. The old Woolworths for folks
that's
who don't
right.
know.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
So that went through 5-0 as well. Agenda item number 11 here regarding the request of Bragg's Tavern for a brunch license for the premise located at 375 Washington Street. Mr. Cochran requests an additional license in order to expand the operation to include brunch service on Sunday. Courtney Rigo was there to represent Bragg's. She has been the manager on the license for years and explained to us that they're expanding the menu with alumni next door. They're able to get more items out to their patrons, egg sandwiches, steak and eggs, some eggs Benedict, things like that. So that two went through 5-0.
Okay, nice to have another brunch option in the city on Sundays.
Yeah. Here we got in the request of the 99 Restaurants in Boston LLC for a change of officers and directors for the premise located at 59 Newport Ave. Applicant already received ABCC approval given the scope of the transactions. The this officers and directors impacts all the Massachusetts locations. So the transactions just required by the local license authority, basically as part of a paperwork trail. So that went through 5-0.
Very good. Okay.
Next was agenda item number 13, which is the hearing regarding the request of Break Rock Brewing LLC doing business as Break Rock Brewing at 534 Victory Road for a malt only farmer series pouring permit, a pledge of license in inventory to Blue Ridge Bank, a common victual license, a cabaret license, and the proposed manager, James Southwood. The proposed premise is the ground level, one-story brewery and tap room of approximately 5,015 square feet in an outdoor patio of approximately 340 square feet. This is a 10-barrel brewery and tap room under the Mariel Apartments out there at the marina.
Yep.
We have been working closely with James Southwood over the past, I'd say year and a half to bring this to fruition for him. And he's very excited to be in this phase. Due to COVID, he was set back a lot, and you know, he is moving forward. There was a gentleman that was there from Marielle speaking very highly of the operations there and being mindful of the residents above and around the area. They will be closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And their hours on the other days will be noon to 11. So they won't be open very late to start at least.
Yeah, okay.
And 12 to 9 on Sundays.
Okay. Okay. So this is a whole new space. So it's not replacing something.
Right. It's a whole new space. It's a big space at 5,000 plus square feet.
Yeah.
So, you know, good luck to them. We don't have a brewery in Quincy, so we're excited for that. And I know that a lot of people have been asking for it. So I think this is Quincy, of course, going in the right direction. And the James Southwood certainly has a passion for brewing beer. So it seems to be the right fit.
Okay. Wow. The first brewery in the city. How about that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that went through 5-0. They plan on opening in November, hopefully, you know, certainly before December 1st.
Okay.
And that was it for the official agenda. In other business, I did want to make mention of Porch Fest Quincy is Saturday, September 25th from 3 to 9 p.m. Please visit their website at porchfestquincy.org for locations and details. And our next hearing will be on September 28th.
Okay, so keeping a busy schedule for the boards.
Yes. Very fast good. And furious.
Yes. Not only that, but you also have a municipal election to deal with, Nikki.
We do.
How did the preliminary go? I know it was a very quiet day that day. I know
everything went really well.
Yeah.
So we were happy for that. However, yes, it was a quiet turnout at 8.11%. But you know. It's good to lead up to the November election for our staff, for our poll workers, for people to get familiar, get reacquainted mm-hmm. with the mm-hmm. voting in Quincy. So we were happy to be there and we'll be happy to be there on November 2nd.
Yes, I'm sure it'll be busier that day, certainly with a bigger cast of candidates on the ballot for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
So let's remind folks about some important dates, if we could, about early voting, mail-in voting, and then registering to vote.
mm-hmm. So early voting will be October 25th through the 29th. And the last day to register will be October 13th. You can certainly send in your request for an early ballot or an absentee ballot now. We'll keep them here on file until we get the ballot, the official ballot. Right now we're in the process of getting that ballot ready, and as soon as we do, the vendor will get busy on it and get that back to us so that we can get it out to our residents.
Okay.
They have obviously until November 2nd at 8 p.m. to get it back to our office.
Okay. And early voting, again, only at City Hall?
Only at City Hall on the second floor here, 8:30 to 4:30 regular hours.
Okay. And no change in polling locations this year, Nikki?
No change in polling locations this year.
Okay. How about next year?
I don't know. I'm very happy to say that I believe we've come to a point in our redistricting that our map is done.
Ooh, okay.
The draft okay. of the map is done. And I went ahead and ordered a final map yesterday. We will be having a Zoom meeting of a public hearing of our Board of Registrars on September 28th at 5 p.m.
Okay.
You know, as big as our city is getting, and I tried to do minimal changes, you know, some Woods and Precinct certainly got bigger,
mm-hmm.
As far as people, because of new blocks coming in, new blocks of residential living. So, but, you know, we stayed within our guidelines, and I'm proud of the map. I think it's a really good, and I think it's the least amount of changes that I could actually make to keep everybody voting in their neighborhoods.
All right. Yeah. I know you had anticipated maybe one extra precinct per ward. Is that what it worked out to be?
Yes. Okay. I think we can hold off for 10 more years.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Right. Right.
All right.
So on my way out of retirement. No,
okay. You'll just drop that in your successor's arms and say, here, fix this. okay. So no changes really then?
I mean, there are some changes.
Okay.
Certainly, you know, there's a process. We first have to accept the final map.
Okay. All right.
And then the changes will be, you know, put in the newspaper. We will send all the voters their change of polling place, or you know, locations. But like I said, we tried not to do too much to keep everybody in their neighborhoods. And if it so happens to be, this is the hard part, that someone always has to live on the end of the precinct.
Yep.
So that is a little tough for some, but again, we've expanded early voting, absentee voting, and, you know, next year we'll probably, you know, go back out into the community and do those things and extend our hours and things like that,
right,
for a state election. So I think the opportunities are there for people to be able to get a ballot, and if they can't get to their polling place on election day.
Okay. When it's all finalized, you know, let us know. We can put it up here as well on QATV so folks can have it that way too.
I certainly will.
Okay. Good to talk to you, Nikki. Appreciate it.
You too, Joe.
All right. Take care. Be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.